Hello guys, and welcome back to the discussion. So today we are essentially going to expand upon the topic that we were discussing the last time around, true spirituality demystified. So we are going to talk further ahead on the topic today. Today our talks will definitely pertain towards spirituality as it is in the human existence, and also as to where it takes a human being outside his own existence. Today we are going to discuss about the things that endure beyond the traps of life and death, and essentially that is what spirituality necessarily deals with. We will definitely reflect on it later on, but for the moment I wanted to make out the subtle differences that exist between spirituality and materialism, and also the similarities which exist between both of the theologies. Essentially what I wanted to stress on was that materialism and spirituality, it is not something different. Nothing is different as such in life. If an individual looks at life dispassionately and objectively, he realizes that life is an amalgamation. It is a confluence of all the things, and nothing can be separated as such in life. You cannot separate the spiritual from the materialistic things in life, because in the end they are all imbibed in you. In the end they all confluence, and in the end they are all amalgamated in you, and they are manifested as one single human being. They are manifested as one single journey of life. So necessarily I wanted to elucidate upon this thought, because pertaining to that I wanted to make out some subtle differences that still exist between materialism and spirituality. Nowadays the general common perception pertaining to spirituality is that it is something pragmatically opposite from materialism, or it is something that is diametrically opposite from the normal way of life. This is not the case. Many people refer to spiritualists as perpetual losers, or many people refer to them as perpetual beggars. This is definitely not the case, and I want to stress on this, and I want to elaborate this in my dissertations. Essentially, a spiritualist is someone who knows life in its entirety. He can look at life objectively, and he can look at it dispassionately, and he can look at it from a third person's point of view. Essentially, he is someone who is not at all embroiled in the different traps and the different quagmires of life. He is someone who is liberated from life, and still he is someone who is proactively involved in the process of life because he has a sense of purpose imbibed in. So necessarily a spiritualist is someone who is a part of all the illusions of life and yet is beyond all the illusions of life, because necessarily he cognizes the illusions of life to be what they are, and he also cognizes that he himself is an illusion, and as far as he is concerned, he is still a part of the illusion of life, and hence he has to be proactively involved in that part of illusion, because for him the illusion is just as real as he is. That is relativity, and that is what spirituality teaches you in the end. Spirituality in the end teaches you to value the present tense, and thus spirituality in the end of its own accord makes an individual more productive. It makes the individual more creative, because in the end it lays an impetus upon freeing the individual, upon liberating the individual from the trap that he himself has laid upon him. That is what true spirituality finally accomplishes. In the end it makes you more successful and more relevant to this world than you have ever been. And at the end of it all, it still leaves you with a complete sense of satisfaction and peace. Peace that will endure beyond the traps of life and death. An inescapable sense of complete bliss that stays with you forever, because in the end spirituality teaches you selfless benevolence. In the end, to achieve spiritually, an individual needs nothing but the same equations that he applies to in his materialistic world. A person who has achieved endlessly materialistically can in a second turn to spirituality just like that, if he only turns away from himself and turns to the world. If only he diverts his energies from the instinctive self-indulgence, from the relentless streak of self-gratification, and turns his energies to productively and conducively help out the world and the people around him, in a second he can be a spiritually advanced individual. So to sum this session up, I would say that spirituality is not but an amalgamation of all the different theories, of all the different theologies of life, and it is an amalgamation which teaches you the practical way to implement all those theories conducively and proactively in your own life to gain the most out of it. In the end, it teaches you not but that life is an opportunity. It is an opportunity that is given to you to further your cause of evolution and to finally rid yourself from the redundant and recursive way of life that the human existence epitomizes. Spirituality in the end is all about that. It is about completing your evolution